It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're looking at the different ways the Department of Veterans Affairs is changing under the Trump administration in the midst of looming job cuts and other policy changes in Washington. The White House unveiled a budget blueprint earlier this month that calls for an increase to spending to veterans' medical care by $3.3 billion. That includes funding to address veterans' homelessness. But back in February, the federal government announced plans to cut around 80,000 jobs from the VA nationwide, and Wisconsin hosts roughly 11,000 VA federal employees. To learn more about veterans' issues in Wisconsin, we turn to Rock Larson from the County and Tribal Veterans Service Officer Association in Wisconsin. He's been a Wood County Veterans Service Officer for more than 20 years. Rock, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Good to be here.
You served in the Air Force. You were also an active duty soldier in the Army National Guard. What services, what benefits through the VA have helped you the most in your life?
Well, for me personally, VA healthcare, I use it as my primary care as a disabled veteran. Thankfully, a lot of small things occurred over the 20 years I was in service. But the healthcare is phenomenal, second to none in central Wisconsin. So that's the major benefit I receive, and some disability payments.
Do you find that improved your quality of life when you have had those benefits?
It truly does. Healthcare is crazy in Wisconsin or anywhere in the United States. I am blessed with having both the county's healthcare for myself and my family. As a military retiree, I have TRICARE, but I primarily use the VA system. It's convenient. Happens to be four blocks from my office, but that's beside the point. Plus, I use it predominantly to be able to navigate the system so I can help my clients who don't have the choices I do to understand their VA healthcare benefits.
Are the healthcare benefits in jeopardy as you look at the changes coming down from the Trump administration?
Absolutely not. The benefits, none of the, from what I've read on the May 2nd budget document that was sent out, there's no cuts to being made to benefits. In fact, they're increasing money to expand the network with both VA brick and mortar facilities and the staff, or the practitioners at least, and the access to the private sector when the VA just doesn't have the capacity or the specialists that your health needs.
You're referencing President Trump's budget blueprint from this month, a skinny budget calling for an increase for medical care and electronic health record modernization and a decrease for IT systems and general administration. How would your organization feel about these changes? What do you see there?
Well, you're always skeptical about change, but where they're putting the money in benefits and especially healthcare is exciting. We're looking forward to that, and definitely the homelessness initiative. We do have concerns. Everybody should have concerns about the general cuts to non-benefit delivery or non-healthcare. These people hopefully are doing something, and the cuts are, but where there's efficiencies to be made, I guess, every American should be in favor of that. It's just we need to make sure that we're not getting rid of the wheat as we get rid of the chaff. It needs to be investigated and properly, the right positions be eliminated and cross-leveled so that the timeliness and quality of the veterans' benefits is still there. I mean, timeliness is is a huge issue with disability claims. Some may, take just a couple days, but most of them take several months or more to go through the process.
Can you speak to what you do in your work and the services your center provides to local veterans?
Yeah, so the county and tribal veteran service officers in Wisconsin receive no federal funds. We are funded by local government and a small grant from the state. Thank the counties for and tribes for their continued support of us. But pretty much anything that deals with veterans, we can try to assist. We have visibility on the disability process. We go through special training and definitely extensive privacy training from the VA to I can actually look at a veteran's claims folder as he goes through the process. I can read his disability exam. I can challenge the decisions the VA makes before they actually finalize it and get them in the from my or the veteran's perspective. So we deal with
And in
applications for
general,
health
oh, I'm
care,
sorry, go ahead.
applications for health care, troubleshooting health care, and billing with health care. There's some in some cases minor copays, disability claims, education, burial benefits, pretty much anything the federal or state VA does. We're the boots on the ground focal point that they should come to, and we're free. We cannot charge for any of our services other than the property taxes in the county that they already pay.
Rock, when you sit down with a veteran across from you, do they and their families understand what they are eligible for in general?
Absolutely not. In most cases, they come into our office for one thing. It might be as simple as a application for the veteran's identifier on their driver's license, and we identify that, oh, you were exposed to Agent Orange after Vietnam in Guam. Do you have any of these disabilities? And all of a sudden, they're service connected for their cancer, and the VA's paying for their treatment. And so they think they know what they want. They come in for one thing, and hopefully, we all take the time to see if there's anything possibly that you may be entitled to.
We're talking about the Department of Veterans Affairs and how policy changes in Washington, layoffs at the VA could affect Wisconsin veterans. Rock Larson is here, Wisconsin County and Tribal Veterans Service Officer for Wood County in the central part of the state. In a congressional hearing last week, Rock, Secretary of Veterans Affairs Doug Collins answered questions about these looming layoffs. And this was a hearing in the U.S. Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs, and he said that the VA doesn't plan to lay off doctors or nurses.
We're going to maintain VA's mission essential jobs like doctors, nurses, claims processors, while phasing out non-essential roles like interior designers and other things. DEI. This is savings we can achieve that will be redirected to veteran health care and benefits.
So when Secretary Collins says the VA will phase out non-essential roles, what comes to mind for you? Is there anything you think the federal government would consider non-essential that would hurt veterans to lose?
I have no idea what they're looking at. I've never heard of interior designers. I do know that there are some engineering people at, a major hospital facility like Tomah, Wisconsin. The VA footprint there is always being changed and updated and to meet the needs. So they've got all sorts of different people. I don't know what exactly they contract out and what they employ in-house because there's a lot of lawns to mow there. I don't know if they have a service or if that would be something that would be considered non-essential that could be contracted out at a savings. And that's where we hope they will take a good hard look on what can we do outside of the VA, what can we do inside. But there are also people that schedule. There's a release of information people where I will send a release from the veteran to the hospital, and they will then print out their medical records, and I can review them and use that in support for their disability claims.
That visibility to you is very important, but those resources need to be there as well. In this hearing, though, House Democrats expressed how, like, they said, look, you can't shrink the VA without affecting its healthcare system. I'm wondering, what message have you been sending to Wisconsin's congressional delegation?
I know they're veteran staffers all for my district, at least, Senator Van Orden's staff, Congressman Baldwin and Johnson's. In fact, I was in meetings with their staffers last week. We were at a conference in Superior, and Senator Johnson's representatives there. So we talk with them constantly on if we have a problem, but there's no specifics yet to discuss concerns over. I mean, I've talked to we had a presentation video conference from the regional office director last week. And yesterday I was in a meeting with the Tomo VA hospital director, and both of them are, you know, their concerns are not really concerned. They're still they're going to do the best they can with the resources they have. And they're awaiting further guidance on any of these reorganization efforts from the central office in Washington.
You feel you have their ear, though, that they're hearing you.
The directors are, and the legislators are. Yes.
Rock, thank you for joining us.
It is a pleasure, and we're here to help veterans understand, and their survivors or their dependents, understand their benefits and apply for them. We do it all day, every day.
Thank you for your
service. I
learn stuff
every week.
Rock Larson, Wisconsin's County and Tribal Veteran Service Officer in Wood County. We've been discussing the experiences of Wisconsin veterans in this moment. If you or someone you know is in crisis, call or text 988.